Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition Zambia, we want to elect former Health Minister Kapembwa Simbayo as president. Teachers advised to uphold professionalism ahead of the 2026 general election. Tunisian man sentenced to death for Facebook post criticizing president. And in sports news, FAS organizes two friendly matches for World Cup bound Copa Princesses.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. The opposition in Zambia, we want party. ZWW has elected former Deputy Minister of Health Engineer Kapembwa Simbayo as its party president. Engineer Simbayo was competing against another prominent politician, Ernest Mwanza, in the runoff race. Party Secretary General Muhabi Lungu Juli declared Simbayo, who is now both president and 2026 presidential candidate. On Thursday, the party subjected the two competitors to a live TV intra-party presidential debate held in Lusaka in its quest to promote transparency. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has dismissed allegations circulating on social media that state agents are abducting people carrying out lawful arrests. Mr. Mwimbu guided that the enforcement actions should not be mistaken for abductions, hence underscoring that state agents are mandated to apprehend individuals who are alleged to break the law and ensure they are taken before the courts of law. The minister underscored the need to balance individual rights with the rights of others, noting that no freedoms are absolute. He referred the past experiences of President Hakainde Hichilema under the previous Patriotic Front regime, suggesting that the current administration is responding to such allegations in a more measured and lawful manner. Mr. Mwimbo remarks come amid widespread debate triggered by social media reports alleging abductions and mistreatment of suspects by police officers.
There was an allegation that state agents have been abducting people in this country. State agents in this country do not abduct. They arrest the criminals. They arrest those who have offended the law. If any one of your friends have been abducted as alleged, they have been arrested because they have committed an offense.
Correct.
And there is no one who has been arrested in this country who has not appeared in court pursuant to the laws of this country.
Correct.
When you get arrested after breaking the law, that's not a violation. You must realize that where your rights end, the rights of others start. There are no absolute rights in this country. None, Mr. Speaker. None.
The Ministry of Local Government and Road Development has released 602 million kwacha to all 156 constituencies. across the country, with each receiving an average of 4 million kwacha to their respective local authorities. The latest disbursement made over the past 7 days brings the total constituency development fund released since January in the 2025 financial year to 3.07 billion kwacha. Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pullin, said the CDF continues to serve as a critical tool for decentralized development and community empowerment, allowing citizens to spearhead projects tailored to their local needs. He explained that the funds are currently financing a wide range of initiatives, including the construction and rehabilitation of schools, health centers, feeder roads, and water systems. Dr. Pullin expressed optimism that the disbursement will further strengthen the capacity of local authorities to deliver tangible development, noting that a number of projects funded through the CDF have already been completed while others are underway.
This opportunity to now announce to the nation that the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disbursed a total of 602 million within the last 7 days alone. This translates into an average of about 4 million kwacha per constituency. So based on the equality principle, all constituencies have been funded equally. Now, in order to encourage effective and efficient utilization of CDF funds, as a ministry, we are relying on a criteria that is aimed at encouraging the local authorities to make use of these funds.
Teachers in Livingstone have been urged to uphold professionalism and to adhere to the highest standards of conduct as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections. Officiating at the World Teachers' Day commemoration yesterday, Livingstone Mayor Constance Omulebae emphasized the need for educators to remain true to their calling and maintain integrity during this critical period. Mayor Omulebae noted that government supports to the education sector through initiatives such as the free education policy has significantly expanded access to schooling across the country. She challenged teachers to complement government's effort by delivering quality education and fostering discipline and excellence among learners. Ms. Mulevai further urged teachers to uphold self-respect and treat all pupils equally regardless of their background, stressing that an inclusive and support classroom environment is vital for the holistic development of learners. She encouraged teachers to remain resilient, professional, and dedicated to shaping Zambia's future leaders.
The Honourable Minister of Education, with his team, continue to preach professionalism and digitalization of education sector, especially that we are going towards the election period. Government has walked the talk. I would therefore be failing in my duty if I did not urge you to seriously address the challenges associated with poor delivery, leading to low pass rates of the learners at various levels of education. The quality of your work in the teaching learning process has a lasting bearing on the results and overall life of our learners. Let us prepare our learners for the society to benefit. We are aware of the many challenges that our teachers face. Teachers are calling for respect, but we are saying they must start with themselves.
And Livingstone District Teachers Union representative Chinimbwa Milimo described teachers as the backbone of the education system who deserve dignity and respect in the discharge of their duties. Mr. Milimo called on government to expedite the processing of National Pension Scheme Authority NAPSA benefits to ensure that qualified teachers receive their lump sum payments on time, adding that this would ease financial burdens and further motivate teachers to serve learners effectively. Mr. Milimo also welcomed recent teacher recruitment and ongoing improvements in school infrastructure, but stressed that teachers' welfare and workplace rights must remain a top priority.
The cost of living is hitting us as teachers, and therefore we know that as a government you are having sleepless nights because of the high cost of living. Our salaries cannot balance when we look at